I've been very fortunate, you know, over the last 40 odd years that I've had some lovely jobs, and I've had some nice opportunities, and I've had some success, and I, you know, for whatever career means, I don't think it's something you plan. I think it's something you look back on, and you turn around, you kind of go, oh yeah, I did that. And usually there's a kind of scattershot element to it. Careers are usually a bit of a mosaic. No one can. I teach now, and a lot of my students say, how can I plan for my career? And I always say, you can't. You can't plan a career. All you can do is keep working and say yes to every job that comes up, because, you know, the chances are you won't have a choice. The choice is usually either you work or you don't work, not which job shall I do. And then, you know, years go by, and then suddenly you look back and you kind of go, oh yeah, I did that. And if there's some kind of pattern in the chaos, then that's great. But the truth is that you reach a point, and I'm now in my 60s, and I've reached a point now where I'm really excited to work with young actors, young directors, a new generation of writers, people who are, in a way, who I have to keep up with a little bit, and who have come with a whole new kind of energy, a whole new sensibility, and that keeps me young, that keeps me engaged and excited. It's very easy when you reach my age, when you've kind of had a decent career and a certain amount of success, and you've got a bit of money in the bank, it's easy to kind of go, you know what, I can carry on doing this for a while. You know, no one's gonna mind. I can just do this. But the exciting thing is to go to the place of least comfort, to go to where you might not be as comfortable or feel as confident about. You know. And this was a perfect opportunity of that. You know, plus the fact that I recognized the character in a way that was almost scary. You know, I saw so many, you know, in the same way that Gabe was saying, you know, he felt a huge connection to Tony in terms of his own cultural experience, his own personal experience. So did I with Galan, you know, and there's circumstances are different, but the essential drive, the essential motivation of not what a character does, but why they do what they do. What drives them? That's the interesting thing from an actor's point of view. What drives you to do that? And I've found many, many resonances with my, you know, with my father, and you're in an interesting place then as an actor. You know that this isn't just about turning up and, you know, hitting your mark and, you know, being on time. It's about investing something.